Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So am I right with this camping in the sky? Is it you just hang from a balloon and
you
live in a tent, or what is it?
This is like a 3-day balloon race. I don't know if that race.
Oh,
is
so you
not,
stay in a balloon for 3 days?
But yeah, it's I guess people attempt to break this world record. It's an event that happens somewhere around the world every year to fly the farthest in a continuous hot air balloon trip.
Not one of those, because Branson did that years ago in a capsule across the Atlantic.
That was a
regular size.
This is a traditional
balloon, right?
Just regular old hot air balloon,
right?
4 foot by 5 foot wide basket. And these people, the couple that they're talking to in this article, are going to be in it for 3 days.
Where do you poop?
Over the edge?
Is there a little hole in the basket? You can just stick your butt there? I'm guessing that's what I would do.
Well, they do mention...
You have to turn on Dave Matthews before you do that.
Or a bucket where you just... kind of a compost bucket there, maybe, and you just dump over the ground.
They do not address that in this story, do they?
No.
But we always 3 days.
They do actually say, though...
And peeing, for that matter.
Where do you poop is an obvious question.
Right.
They do say that these people have a trap door in their basket so you can lay down and actually, like, stretch your legs all the way out.
They probably poop out the trap door.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Don't pay attention to what's
incoming.
Beneath them.
Incoming.
If I was in a balloon for 3 days, the last thing I would want on there is a trap door.
Well, it seems like it's more like, I think it's on one end, and like, so you can lay down and like kick your feet out there to sleep. Otherwise, you wouldn't
fall out of it and die.
Well, they're
yeah, I'm sure it's not just sitting there where it's just like a little latch in case. Oh, we forgot to bulb up there. Boop, he's gone.
Is this
guess
done
we lose the race
in conjunction with the big balloon fest in Albuquerque? Because that just happened last weekend.
I guess it's happening.
My buddy Wexler's there
around there this year, but I guess it's it happens around the world somewhere every year. They said this is the fifth time it's actually happened in conjunction with that big festival. But these people, I'm trying to find the number here, what it was. A Belgian team holds the record right now for traveling 2,112.9 miles in 2005. That's in 3 days.
2,000, man.
It's a 3-day competition to go to just, because you just have to take the wind.
That's 3/4 away from across the United States, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to just...
No, that's 2/3 away. Shoot me.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah,
math.
Whatever. Yeah, math. It's
math.
Hard.
All right.
No stops to refuel.
Numbers were mentioned.
Yeah.
So they probably got to bring a lot of fuel. That's a lot of hot air.
And food.
Because the wind's just not going to take you. The wind's not going to keep you aloft. You need the gas to keep you aloft.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're eating like just power bars and things like that. You're not having big sandwiches where because you don't want to be expelling a lot of different kind of crap coming out, you know. Yeah, you don't want like a big, I gotta take a 4-hour poop right here. You're probably in there, you're probably just having like that stuff that keeps you hydrated, that squirt, that liquid stuff you squirt
liquid
in your
IV?
Mouth. Yeah, the stuff. Yeah, the stuff that people jog with. You
it's
know?
Probably minimal. Just as
minimal food, right?
As
we're
as
thinking fries
as
and steaks and stuff. You know.
Yeah, pack a cooler.
Yeah.
Does not mention the altitude at which they fly.
40
but if you're
feet.
Taking off from Albuquerque, Albuquerque is 5,000 feet. And if you want to get over the mountains, you probably got to go a little higher than that.
Well, I think it says they have to fly at fairly high altitudes to catch the winds that they need to travel
to that far.
Right. And in just
two people per basket?
Yeah, two people per basket.
Oh, they're having sex.
The couple in this basket, they're in their, I'd say, late 60s.
Okay.
At least.
Probably balloon enthusiast, right?
Toss one off the side of that balloon.
Yeah. Hydrogen. That's what they use.
They're going to poop and sex and food. That's what we're thinking about. Not the 3 days you can go without that. Either. We can't go without pooping.
Oh, you have to eat.
Yeah. And you got to eat. Yeah. And you might as well have sex and be bored.
Right? Well, yeah, I think this would be very boring.
Yeah.
Three, four
once you get
days
used to being
in a
up
balloon?
There, once you get used to being up there, and people that are doing this are obviously experienced balloonists, so they're not really worried about falling. They're just in it, you know.
Oh, the view would be incredible.
Well,
all the time.
For the first 4 hours, maybe. Then
the thing that I didn't think about until I was reading this article is they said that the weather that you deal with, because when the sun goes down, it's cold as hell.
Yeah.
But when the sun is out,
it's hot as hell.
It's hot as hell because you're really close.
Right. You're not protected.
You don't have the clouds.
Didn't they think the sun was like a mile away? No, I thought the moon was a mile away years ago. He said on the show. You said the moon was like a mile from here.
Well, sometimes it looks close. I realize it's far away.
But I mean, just
but
think
there
about
are times. But it's like right over the horizon and really big. It looks
like about a mile.
It looks close.
About how much more intense the sun feels if you're in the mountains at 8 or 9,000 feet, and these people are up 20,000 plus feet.
This whole thing sounds awful.
A few thousand bucks to fill a balloon with hydrogen. So this is not a cheap man's hobby.
No.
How about the people that camp, well, not necessarily camp, but sleep overnight off of cliffs?
Insane.
Yeah.
They're people that mountain climb and just set that tent up where it's like a lean, it just leans down and they just lay down and sleep.
Obviously, they're not thrashers.
No.
You're right.
You've got to be strapped into some sort of harness, aren't you?
There's a harness on you in case the whole thing falls. I'm sure you're still just hanging there. But still, you're laying there.
But to find enough peace in your mind to actually fall asleep in that situation.
Well, they have to be people that are experienced climbers that doesn't bother them.
Heights
don't bother them.
But obviously.
Just looking at that makes me freak out when I see those people. Yeah. And you're right. I would move around, maybe up the pee and just walk off the cliff.
Well, there's other ones that you see them like suspended on the those giant wire like hammocks basically.
Hammocks, I know.
Giant wires hanging above canyons.
Nope.
Oh, those people too. They camp there too.
Yeah.
They spend the night.
Yeah, sleep out in that. There's no way I'm falling asleep.
How
out
bored
there.
Are these people?
Well, it looks like they're older folks, so maybe this has just kind of been their thing
like the
for
cliff
their entire
people.
Life.
The cliff people are just adventurous. We're just not, man.
Yeah, they're adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
They're not bored.
No, that's just what they do, Bunch of earthy people that like to hang out in the sky,
Yeah, we're halfway up the cliff. I'm kind of tired. What do you want to do? Let's just hang from the cliff and take a nap for a while.
Let's make camp here.
If you forget where you are and you wake up, you're like, oh, we got to scale this cliff again.
You're right. You wake up, oh, man, cool. It's a brand new day. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm on a cliff.
Wonder what's for breakfast. There's a big rock wall. Damn it.
I got to climb out of this thing, man.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, that Morbid Knowledge website, Twitter, is pretty interesting. And there was a guy, the free climbers to me are just some of the most crazy people ever. Especially because when they do the stories on those, like a free climber has 3 to 4 to 5 friends that have died. They just died, just died doing it. I'm thinking, what? And there's a picture of a free climber, and they said a picture was taken literally seconds before he grabbed one thing to get a little higher, and that rock gave away.
Nope. Yeah.
Because the free climbers, you're right, because it's...
You can't make
all
mistakes.
It takes is one rock. Nope. They don't know the rock. All it takes is one rock to be on its last, its last leg, and you reach up, grab that handful of the rock, and it gives away.
Yeah, it's kind of a harsh penalty for making a mistake.
Well, it is. It's death.
I know you guys haven't watched it yet. That free solo documentary.
And that guy makes that. But you still watch it, and you're worried, right?
But I mean, the part that got me was when they were talking to the guys who were the camera crew. Who filmed the whole thing, who were friends of this guy, who are all experienced climbers themselves.
Right.
But they said, they had to have a meeting with all these camera guys and go, look, if he falls, you got to keep filming.
Yeah.
It's your job to capture this. If he falls.
To get the cartoon, poof.
Follow it all the way down. You have to film your friend dying if this goes wrong.
And we'll dub in we'll dub that in later.
Yeah, right. We'll take care of that in post.
We'll dub that in later. Yeah.
We'll put the Homer sound effects in later. But I mean, just to grasp that, like, look.
But I don't know if these people, would they know? They don't know how they're going to react when that happens.
No.
Well, that's why they had to be prepared mentally.
You've got to anticipate that.
You have to figure out, how am I going to react?
Was there more than one camera?
There were. I think it was a crew of
one guy, stoic guy was going to be able to do it, and somebody they give a chance. If somebody wants to pull away, or just doesn't think about it because they see their friend dying in front of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they had like a giant.
I think you have a camera guy who hates the guy up there. That way he can just go, hey, son of a bitch.
Now you still got to get guys that are good enough to climb up.
You're the climbing guy that has a riff with a guy, you know.
And depending upon how it happens, you're either going to dub in the, don't, or just the, ah!
Yeah. It's usually the, oh, it's just straight down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much 90 degrees.
Right.
And then cut in the quick shot of Coyote holding up the sign that just says, yikes, before he starts to fall.
I always felt weird. A lot of these people are, you know, young athletic dudes, those free climbers, anywhere from the 20 to 40, you know, those even older than that for that matter. But they get parents.
Oh, yeah.
And every day, that guy's hobby is to go out and.
Well, the guy.
You're waiting for the call, man.
That guy did El Capitan in that documentary, he didn't tell his girlfriend the day he went to do the actual climb. He just disappeared because she was in the same boat. She was freaked out because every day he leaves might be the day he doesn't come back.
Right.
The coyote is always suspended in midair for just a second
while
he holds the yikes sign.
Yeah.
And then he starts to fall.
I think that's just a coyote does that, though.
Yeah. I know. He's the only guy I know that can defy gravity like that.
Yikes.
I think it's built in their system.
Well, the guy in Free Solo, he ended up dying in an avalanche.
Did he? I thought that guy was still alive.
The guy that's in the movie dies later on in an avalanche? Man.
Unless it was a different Free Solo climber. Like the one I saw, the dude didn't fall off a mountain. The mountain just, you know, buried him.
The mountain fell on him.
Yeah.
No, that guy's still alive.
That's in Russia, the mountain falls.
The guy that was in that documentary is still alive.
Huh. I wonder who
Alex Honnold.
Okay. Is it tense to watch, push the movie?
Is it
longer than an hour and 20 minutes?
I think it's about an hour and a half, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. But I really liked it. I mean, and you know.
I heard it's good.
You know he makes it.
Yeah.
But I think there was one scene in there.
There's a lot of things, you know. I mean, Apollo 13, the movie, you know they make it, but that movie is so tense.
Well, to me, that's what makes a good movie. If you know the ending, but they can still make it tense in the middle.
It's crazy, right?
That's really good.
Yeah,
You know the ending, but you don't know the in-between, and the in-between's pretty compelling, too.
What movie did I take my wife to she didn't know? What was that?
Titanic.
She knew Titanic.
Saving Private Ryan.
No, god damn, what was it? It was a movie that I thought... that she knew. Oh my God, that's gonna bug me. she knew about the Holocaust.
Was it Milk?
No, it wasn't Harvey. I love that movie, by the way. Milk's great. Yeah,
Independence
when
Day.
when you asked, who's the dude in that? Not
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
No, we didn't have Sean Penn on, which we would have. We had the guy who played his lover in that movie.
I forget.
James Franco. Todd asked James Franco on the phone, what's it like to be in bed and have suck face with Sean Penn.
Oh, that's right.
It was like the last question.
He was not impressed.
And he goes, "That was great." That's what he said. "That's great," like that.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel as bad about that in hindsight.
That was a great question because I also think he answered it great. Like, I didn't really like it, but it's something I did. But he said, "Yeah, oh, it was great."
It had to be asked.
But since then,
it had to be asked.
Since that time, we found out that James Franco is kind of a creep. So yeah. I don't mind if he was.
It might
offended.
Have been milk. No, because the movie start out. Does milk start out with them getting shot and killed?
And then it's all a flashback?
I'm not sure.
If it's a flashback, it could have been that movie, Todd. You're right. Because not everybody knew the milk story, and I knew it because it's, you know.
Yeah, it says the film opens with archival footage of police raiding gay bars and arresting patrons in the 50s and 60s, followed by Dianne Feinstein's announcement to the press that Harvey Milk and George Moscone had been assassinated.
Right.
So the movie opens with that.
It was that. And she didn't know. And, you know, she wouldn't know.
Wait, he's dead?
It's an older story, and she was just a kid when it came out. But I knew the story behind him being shot years ago and the defense, the sugar defense, that blah, blah, blah thing. But the movie's excellent. But she goes, "What?" I go, "Yeah, he's dead." I go, "Don't worry, the movie's going to be good." And it was a great movie, yeah. And, yeah, you get to see Sean Penn.
Well, you got some bad news about Dianne Feinstein now.
What?
No, she's going to let us know that Dianne Feinstein died, you know.
No, oh, yeah, that's right. That's her job.
Watch that Free Solo. I mean, for as much as you love documentaries, you should see
it. I do.
That. It's,
I
it,
do.
It is,
I do.
It's a is fascinating
it on Prime
thing.
Or, you know.
I think it's on Disney Plus because that was a National Geographic thing.
All right.
All the National Geographic stuff's on Disney Plus.
This morbid knowledge Twitter is brutal.
It's brutal.
Their
some
first
people
tweet
live
today
in that.
Was a lady in 2012 who died after nurses accidentally put chicken soup into her veins instead of her feeding tube.
Whoa!
That's a bad nurse.
Whoa, yeah. Man. Yeah, you don't want to go down the rabbit hole. I just see it when it shows up on my Twitter feed.
But, now I want to do blow, mushrooms, and mainline chicken soup.
Well, it kills you, Todd, so.
It is the weekend, man. Yeah. Why not?
OD on broth.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.